You must be encouraged, particularly by the second half, Warren.
Yeah, I thought the attitude, commitments and desire, you know, and the bloody mindedness just to drive the game was fantastic, really.
Yeah, and two goals on his full debut for Omar Bourdon, again, even more encouragement.
Yeah, not only that, but the way he played, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's handful, isn't he?
Yeah, it's not only that, you know, the thing he did for the team. He did a lot of work for the team as well as just, you know, the goals, take the goals away, and I thought he did really well, so a pleasing start for him.
How do you see things from here on in? Obviously, you're in a suitably precarious position, but you must feel as though it's achievable.
Yeah, obviously, you know, with heart like that and desire like that, I think there's been very few games that I've actually been disappointed with the performance. You know, I can only think of the first half at Rotherham, and that's it, performance-wise. Yeah. It's just we've not picked up as many points as we've maybe deserved. You know, and that can be frustrating. We've just got to keep chipping away, keep believing, keep working, keep doing everything we possibly can in every game, you know, to try and win every game we're playing.
Well, a performance like that against a team who are pressing to join the promotion pack, that must provide with great encouragement.
I think we've had that in all the games, though. You know, Newcastle's and the Derbies of the world and Ipswich, we could have been out of sight and winning. And, you know, we've had that type of performance for large periods in all the games, really. It's just, you know, you look at the goals again tonight, the poor goals, like we've conceded some poor individual mistakes, really. Nobody's really carved us open. Nobody's given us real problems where they've ripped us to bits. It's just we've still got to eradicate them individual mistakes of costing goals.
I know you guys are always reluctant to single out players, but what was the thinking behind signing Omar Bourdon? You know, how did he come to your attention? You know, what made Wigan Athletic take the plunge in the end?
Well, I still think you want to, you know, develop players and help the football club grow as well. You know, we're not wages-wise in a position where you can go out and buy the top championship strikers, and really, I don't really want players like that here anyway. I want players who are hungry and want to get better and want to improve, desire to do well for the club and a desire to do well for themselves, and they want to train at the max every day. So when you're looking at that and you look at the type of goals he scores and you find out what he's like as a lad, you know, and he wants to improve, he's bought into that, he's come here and with a great desire to improve and get better, you know, and see how far he can go in the game. That they're the types of people you want at the club.
And what about Warren Joyce? Are you still learning?
Everybody learns all the time, don't they? I don't think anybody would ever say that they know everything, and they, you know, you learn about players, you learn about yourself in all kinds of situations. You learn from listening to other people, and I think you've got to do that all the way through your life.